B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Has forgetting somebody's name ever really caused a real problem? Like, it happens every single day with me. Yesterday, somebody said, oh, email me. I said, totally. And she goes, do you know my name? And I was like, yes, I know your name. Or don't be silly. We've worked together for 7 years. And then I immediately came downstairs and I asked Heather. I was like, Heather, who's Lana? Couldn't remember. Terrible at it. Most people are.
Well, you're right. Most people are. And I wonder why. Because you sit there, you shake their hand, you look them in the eyes, and they say their name, and you just don't hear anything, right?
Right.
She's like, blab.
Yeah. And you know, and then what's interesting is when you first meet somebody, you don't know them, so you don't care about them.
Right.
So you have no reason to remember their
name. To retain that, yeah.
So then what happens is you strike up conversation. You hit it off. Now suddenly, I would like to know the person's name, but it's too late.
Yeah.
You're already in too far. You can't go, and what was your name again?
Yeah,
now that I care about you.
Yeah, the relationship's over. Well, this woman, Jessica, she's going viral on Reddit because she was dating a guy for 4 months and had no clue. She let
for four months.
For 4 whole months, because you figure, like, all right, maybe the first date goes by, and then a second date. Now you're maybe a month in. You can't ask the guy's name after a month, and it just keeps going.
What do you have him in his phone as? The guy?
She says on Reddit, she's like, I wasn't sure if his name was Patrick or Richard, so I didn't call him anything. She said he didn't have a Facebook or Instagram. You want to know how she finally found out his name?
How?
She went digging through his car and looked at his car registration and insurance.
How
what?
Funny.
She
How
goes on.
Funny.
She goes on to say, then our relationship took off. We ended up getting engaged and we got married. And then we ended up getting divorced. And now I call him a completely different name in my head.
WSB, our news talk radio station here in the building, they got a new program director 6 months ago.
Okay.
And I had not met this man for 6 months. Every time I'd pass him, he was talking to somebody. The man loves to have meetings. So I'd just pass him by and be like, well, missed that opportunity. Even when I went to seek him out, he always looked like he was in these important meetings.
Sure.
And one day I'm walking by his office and he's talking with another employee and he points to me as I'm walking through and he goes, which one is that, Tad or Drex? Now, at least I knew the man's
which
name.
Which one is that?
Our pictures are on the wall labeled with our names.
Yeah.
But you said, Drex, off the air that you actually have a way for people to remember.
Well,
names.
So if you're ever stuck in that situation,
right.
Well, it's the same kind of scenario that we use, and you can use it, especially if you have a kid. In my case, we actually use my special needs sister, Jenny, a lot because she's very curious. If I'm ever somewhere, I don't know somebody's name, my sister's with me. She always comes up and be like, hey, who's that? I'm like, I don't know, Jen. Why don't you ask him his name and introduce yourself? You know, same thing we'll do with my daughter. I'll be like, hey, Avery, introduce yourself to this man. Like, show that you're maturing. Look him in the eye. Ask him his name.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a special needs sister and you don't have a young kid, you could do what I did, which is every event I ever attend with my wife, I whisper out the side of my mouth as we're walking in, I don't know how to do that.
Right. Yeah.
And that's my boss over there. So please introduce yourself.
Right. Yeah.
It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. Good morning, Leah.
So I have to get this off my chest. I do beekeeping as a hobby.
Cool.
People just think I do it because I want to help prevent the colony collapse. And I do. That is a reason. But the bigger reason I started doing it, it's because my mother-in-law is deathly allergic to bees.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is a really great way that she won't come near my house anymore.
The bee deterrent.
It works like a charm.
It's like a grandkid is the attraction. The bee
right?
is the
attraction.
No kids yet, so.
Well, that's because you don't have the mother-in-law nagging about that. Ashley in Conyers, confess you're crazy. What's your confession?
This is not an extreme confession, but sometimes I feel bad for objects. Like,
what?
Well, the other day I went shopping for some new clothes and I decided to buy almost everything I tried on. And I was about to check out and then I took a second look at a dress that I wasn't really in love with. but I felt bad for it, so I bought it too.
You felt bad.
You felt bad for the dress. Like, you didn't want to leave the dress behind in the store?
No. It's probably just going to sit in my closet with the tags on, but at least it won't feel rejected.
So do you buy things that don't even fit?
No. I don't go that far.
Because that's the clothes' fault.
Yeah. So you get angry. Right. You feel animosity.
Don't get mad at Ashley. I've done this too. I have this weird thing where I feel like the dishes have to be rotated. So when you take the dishes out of the dishwasher and you put them right on top, you're always using the same couple of dishes. So instead, I fill my dishes from the bottom. So we're always constantly giving equal love to all of the dishes in the pantry.
Is it because the dishes on the bottom don't get used, or the ones at the top get used too much? They're like, oh, again?
Yeah, both. Who do you feel worse for? Yeah. Oh, both.
Yes.
And the dishes talk about you every night, how much they appreciate it. Like, while you're sleeping, they're in there, they're like, man, I was worn out. I'm so glad she moved me to the bottom of the pile. Break.
All the other dishes are like, wow, you've got such a great owner.
How do you know that Woody and Buzz aren't moving the dishes around while you're sleeping?
I mean, I don't know that.
True.
But... We're not laughing at you, Kara.
Right. Judge-free.
It's a judgment-free zone. Yeah. Like Planet
Sounds
Fitness
like
over here.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on
B98.5. 7:23. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Chilly start, sunshine today. Warming up to 66. It's 48 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you why short, bald guys are going to have a good year in just a minute. But if you've lived in Georgia for a while now, no doubt you've gone to see the iconic laser show spectacular at Stone Mountain Park. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have vivid memories going over there as a little girl on 4th of July. It was always the coolest show and would give you goosebumps.
I remember like moving to Georgia. They're like, all right, so here's this thing. There's a giant mountain. Mm-hmm. They light up fireworks every night. I'm like, every night? Really?
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's been one of their like main attractions since 1983. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the world's longest running laser show.
Cool.
So it's going to be saying goodbye.
Aww.
All that to say.
Really?
Yeah. It's saying see you later. They've got some bigger and better plans that are in the works. So it'll come back, but it just won't be the classic version that everybody that grew up around here and visited Stone Mountain Park every year to see that is going to see. So if you want to check it out before it goes away, this coming spring break week, next week is going to be the last time they're doing it during their spring funtacular.
Spring fun break.
Spring there fun break. Yeah. So you may want to go over there and check it out.
Nice.
Now, what do you look for in a partner?
Are you talking about body parts or are you talking about personality?
I'm talking about everything. Sense of humor, manners, good looks.
Yeah, those things.
I mean, most people, you go for the looks. Let's just be honest. And dating.com recently found that for singles over 40, short, bald guys are gonna be where it's at. 72% of people said that they had less fear of their partner cheating on them if they were short and bald. And 36% said that they would actually feel more confident and less intimidated to make the first move.
Do you guys have a body part that you would show off to people at a party? I know Drex does.
Yeah, I mean, well, first is my ginormous calves that I can barely wear jeans in. But I think, are you referring to my toes?
And the flexibility.
My toes act as fingers in an emergency. Anything, Kara, you could do with your hands, I could do with my feet. Name it.
I've seen Drex eat sushi with his feet.
I've seen him put together a Lunchable with his feet, and it's foul.
Is yours your thumbs?
Yes, I have.
Don't do it.
Oh, you do have the weird.
These crazy double jointed thumbs. You can go to the B98.5 Instagram or Facebook to see a video of our.
They just go backwards.
I know, it's gross.
Your thumbs go at a 90-degree angle backwards.
Crazy.
It's wild.
Go ahead. You know you can't look away. B98.5 on Facebook, B98.5 FM on Instagram.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Deanne and Griffin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're great. What are you doing for spring break?
Working.
Oh, really?
Wrong answer.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe you can make a little extra cash. Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
See you, Kara.
I'm out of here, Deanne. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kara's going to step out and ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then I'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 cash of her own money. Ready, Deanne?
Okay. I'm ready.
Question number one. Home Depot has donated $500,000 to last week's tornado victims. What color are Home Depot's employee aprons?
Orange with white letters.
Question number two. Kim Kardashian's oldest daughter is rumored to be starting her own skincare line for kids. What's that little girl's name?
Oh, my goodness. I know her name. I can't think of it. I'm nervous.
Question number three. Katie Holmes revealed she and her daughter Suri watched the show Katie starred in as a teenager together. What's the name of that show?
Gilmore Girls. I don't know.
Number four, Drew Barrymore had to stop her talk show yesterday because of a hot flash. Drew says she's going through what change?
Menopause.
Number five, the revamped Beavis and Butthead show is going to get a season two. Name the two bands on Beavis and Butthead's t-shirts.
AC/DC and Van Halen. I don't know. That's
bringing Kara back in.
They got half of it right there. Other than that, Deanna Griffin struggled a little bit this morning. So we'll see what happens.
Kara's making her way back into the studio, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number one, what color are the Home Depot's employees' aprons?
Orange.
That's what Deanna said, 1-1.
Question two, what's Kim Kardashian's oldest daughter's name?
North.
Deanna, on the tip of her tongue, she missed it. 2-1.
Number three, what TV show did Katie Holmes star in as a teenager?
Dawson's Creek.
Deanne said Gilmore Girls. Good guess, but that was wrong. Kara's up 3-1.
Number four, what's it mean when you have a hot flash?
You're going through menopause?
Deanne Griffin, very proud, said it as well. 4-2. Kara's up, though.
Number five, name the two bands on Beavis and Butthead's t-shirts.
Metallica and AC/DC.
How did you know that?
I love the Beavis and Butthead.
All right, Deanne got the AC/DC part right. Final score is 5-2. Deanna Griffin, smarter than Kara.
No, I'm so much better when I'm not on the radio. But Kara, you are the smartest girl on the boat.
Everybody says that. All right, Kara, your new record, 1,433 wins, just 47 losses.
Sorry, Deanna.
Thank you. That's okay.
Even though you don't get her money, you still get four tickets to see the Super Mario Brothers movie in theaters nationwide April 5th.
Awesome. Hey, that's something. Yay.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can, of course, sign up. Just go to TadDirectsandKara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Meredith, you have an issue with a vacation house that you actually own.
Yeah. We have a place on 30A that, you know, we've been renting out for years, and we actually got an offer on it.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Offer to sell.
Yeah. Most of the people that we've run into in the past have been strangers and all. But one of my really good friends, Shannon, she's also been renting it with her family for years. And unfortunately, I have to break it to her that we are actually closing on the house this week.
Okay.
No.
So
I was hoping to wait until, you know, after spring break, but the buyers are moving to closing up and they're like demanding to do it. So we're kind of SOL.
Oh, no.
When did your friends have it rented for?
The next week for spring break.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. You're not going to find a house on 30A and last minute for spring break.
Sure won't.
Have you told Shannon?
No, I don't know how I'm going to do it, to be honest. So I was hoping you guys could help me.
Oh, no.
Is there any way that you could wait until after their week?
I wish that I could, but the buyers are just demanding. They keep insisting, you know, we close. And
so your hands are tied. There's no way that you can wait until a stranger has this place rented and break it to them. You've got to break it to a friend of yours.
Yeah, and I mean, just there's never a good time, and it feels so horrible. But
this is tough because friends are friends, but business is business.
Yeah, you're going to have to hurt somebody.
And the real estate market down there right now, I mean, you got to sell.
Yeah.
So this is fun. We will put you on hold, and we'll get your friend, I guess her name is Shannon, on the phone and break the news to her that her spring break plans have changed at the very last minute.
Thanks, guys.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Meredith needs forgiveness because she sold her house at the beach and is going to be closing tomorrow. That would normally be good news, but the problem is that this friend that we're about to call has the place rented for next week, is expecting to go to the beach with her family and stay in this house next week. Meredith, your friend Shannon is not going to know that you're on the line here.
Hello.
Morning, is this Shannon?
I guess it is.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm fine.
We just wanted to check in on spring break with you. You're planning on going away next week?
Yeah, actually, we're going to the beach. Why?
You guys already have a place to stay?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, Shannon, you guys don't really like this place, though, right? It's, you know, kind of sandy and grow the airs out.
What?
Let's just cut to the chase here. Your friend Meredith is on the phone with us. And this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And there's a small problem with the rental that you have lined up for next week.
Is this one of those prank calls, you know, where you tell me there was like a flood or something?
I wish it was.
Shannon, I'm so sorry. It's not a joke. We have a buyer and the closing is going to be tomorrow.
And Shannon, I guess that means that the place that you have rented next week is no longer available.
Well, we've had the place rented for a year, Meredith. We're packing right now. Please tell me this is not
happening. I know, and I wish there was something I can do, but it's in the contract you signed that if the house sold, that you would sadly have to forfeit your time.
Well, can't you talk to them? I mean, can these people close and then just honor our week? The kids are going to be devastated.
Oh, and I understand that, but, I mean, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do because they're demanding that they close because it's their spring break, too.
Oh, Meredith, the new buyers want to use the house.
The new buyers want to use it on the same week? The new buyers are terrible.
This is... I mean,
hey,
you don't
Shannon,
treat people this way.
We know this is a lot. Meredith called us because she really didn't know how to tell you because this is, I mean, this is a huge thing to drop on somebody this close.
There's another place you could rent?
Everything's going to be so expensive right now, at the last
through
minute.
The roof, yeah.
Drex just said a few minutes ago, but...
I'm so sorry, Shannon. Really, I truly am.
Like we said, this is called Forgive and Forget, and it sounds like this is out of Meredith's control, and it is in the contract, but she still felt bad enough to get us involved and ask for your forgiveness. Do you forgive her, Shannon?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know you can't help it, so it's fine. If you can Venmo or deposit, we'll just do the best we can to find a last-minute deal somewhere.
That's a good plan.
I'm sorry, deposit? Yeah. I'm sorry, hon. There's no deposit.
Hang on a second.
What do you mean there's no deposit? We put down a massive deposit of $1,500.
No, it's in your contract, hon, and there's no deposit.
Hang on a second.
What?
Is this even legal? Wait, so Meredith, Shannon made a deposit to rent your beach house. You sold it, but you're saying she can't get her deposit back.
You can go read the contract. It's non-refundable. That's why I feel so terrible, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding me. This is unbelievable. I mean, Shannon, I really didn't want it to come to this. This is why I wanted their help, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, we wouldn't have agreed to help if we knew about a $1,500 deposit.
Yeah,
and Meredith, if you've owned a place on 38 for a long time and you're selling it now at the height of the market,
you're making your money.
You gotta be cashing in. You mean to tell me you got
to do this?
Yeah.
I'm a businesswoman, okay? It's business. You have to separate friendship and business. I'm sorry. I'm going by the contract. Well, you just hold on to that $1,500 because you're going to need it for court.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh, I do not like that one bit. Coming up tomorrow, little palate cleanser.
Okay.
Forgive and Forget. Carrie needs forgiveness from her husband's best friend for getting him arrested.
Oh.
That's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.